every day.
Everybody, to the What's on Your Mind preview. Mark, the Freedom Poet here. Somewhere around Bismarck, I believe, Scott Hennen is lurking. Are you there, Mr. Scott?
I am indeed. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Well, I can't believe it's winter.
I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration.
Okay, forgive me, folks. I'm sorry. I went to a religious event yesterday morning. I should say it's unseasonably horrible.
Yeah, it's cooler than it should be. I think that's maybe a little milquetoast, but, I don't know what to think of this. We've had a strange weather year, haven't we? It's a sort of feast or famine. I was up in Hope, North Dakota yesterday, and they told me they need some rain up there. I was talking to my buddy Walter Grotti there, who's a great, he and his wife, Don, have a grain bin moving business.
Oh, cool.
So, there's a lot of farmsteads that are abandoned these days and perfectly good grain bins, and Walter and Don move them. And there's not a lot of folks that do that, but they do that, save folks a lot of money doing it. And they can move lots of things, fuel tanks, everything else. But Walter isn't farming anymore. His son does, but he was telling me that it's darn dry up there in Still County and around Hope. So, we've either had too much rain or too much hot or, now a little cool. So,
how far is Hope from Fargo, sir?
Well, Hope would be, an hour and change. Because you head west to Buffalo and then you head north out of Buffalo right up into Hope, Fletcher Page, and into Hope. Beautiful country.
Well, Bismarck's mostly, it's going to be mostly clear in our listening audience through the weekend. So chance of rain starts to pick up next Monday, 20% chance in the Fargo area, 50% Sunday night up in the Tioga region, and 30% Sunday is the first chance for significant showers in the Bismarck area. So, Hope can hope that we'll get some. If they need rain, we can hope for Hope sometime early next week. But isn't that a nice name for a town, though?
I love the name of the town. The only tarnish is that there's a Hope in Arkansas that I always think of that produced the 41st president of the United States. No, the 42nd president.
And Huckabee. Two of the most wildly divergent people came from Hope, Arkansas. Anyway,
yeah,
there's
right.
It looks like I think you and Steve are going to have a lot of fun today on What's on Your Mind.
On Fridays, we'd like to do this segment called "Is It Normal or Is It Not?"
And yeah.
So we're going to tackle a little bit of the normal or not topics today. Steve is at the State Fair again. We're going to talk with Renee Corsley, who's the general manager of the State Fair, and find out how things are gone so far. And of course, there's just this weekend left, so we're getting down there. We'll have lots of open phone time, and should be lots of fun.
Not too many guests today.
No, and that's what we like to do on Friday. We like to just say, "Hey, let's let the folks tell us what's on their mind."
It's been a pretty intense week, and you had some great guests again. You had Hovind and Governor, and you had and Kevin every Wednesday. Kramer. That's a terrific show you guys have got going on.
Lots of fun. We didn't talk much about Anthony Weiner, thankfully, but this saga continues. Every day we get a new revelation, it seems as though, in this race. I was glad to see at least that his standing in the polls has fallen. I was worried in New York it might actually help him.
Well, that is encouraging. I have known some really great people from New York. And L.A., I preached out in L.A. and was out there with Alan Keyes. And there's a lot of really passionate, committed people in both of these extremely blue states, and it's not fun for them one bit.
Well, the Anthony Weiner thing is just a sort of sorry tale, isn't it?
Yeah, he's up to, I guess it was 10 women that he tried to intrigue with his sexting and pictures of himself, and that 10 new ones. So that was thoughtful of him to share.
Do you think he is effectively engaged in a true path of repentance with his wife, and that's why she's standing by him, or do you think she wants to be the First Lady of New York City?
Well, I don't know what's in her heart and mind. I know that families, it's amazing how forgiving families can be. You know, look at all of the mothers of convicted criminals, and it's a natural tendency to forgive the one you love. But to be the queen of the Big Apple has got to be an enticement. A lot of perks.
So let's hope it's more unconditional love than crass political posturing, right?
That would have to be terribly empty. And we got, what about this? Do you want to broach the subject? There's a pretty dynamic subject here, this whole North Dakota getting $1 million to eradicate uninsured and advance, literally a public relations, a little drop of the $1 billion being spent nationally to promote Obamacare. That seems like it's generating some interest on your Facebook.
We're going to talk about that today on the program. To be that flat out nuts, in other words, it's bad enough that taxpayer dollars are being spent to ruin health care delivery in the United States of America. The things, the mass being delayed, everything else. Now we're trying to, put a smiley face on it by expending more taxpayer dollars to, try and increase its popularity, I guess, and go out there and say nice things about it. Now, if some politician wants to say nice things about it and vote for it, great. But the idea that paid advertising and the actual marketing campaign will be done now, what I find amazing about it is that if you dig into the nearly $1 billion that's allotted for this nationwide, the people deciding how to spend the money are political operatives that have been involved in the president's campaign before. The people getting the money are these community organization groups in
like
in
Acorn cities, with a new name
in key cities and states that happen to be battleground states for 2014.
You got it. This is serious.
Chandless.
But it is. It's got to be illegal again. Remember, the government must be fair and balanced and equitable in how it administers federal dollars and how it manages things like the IRS. This is just a further, if this money is going disproportionately to the 33 states where there's a Senate race, and especially to where there may be a blue state that's vulnerable to a red Senate candidate, this would be just literally using the people's money, especially the conservative people's money, against them again, just like the IRS. And if that isn't bad enough, now the feds tell web firms to turn over user account passwords. This thing is just growing and growing.
Yeah, that's the latest twist from the headlines. That's hard enough to say, wow. We also talked a little bit this week about Mayor Bloomberg's group coming next week to North Dakota. We now found out a few more participants. As we mentioned, initially it was reported that Mayor Bloomberg would be there, it's his group, but the sister of one of the victims in the Newtown Sandy Hook Elementary shooting will be there, a survivor of the Tucson mass shootings that Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was shot at, a number of faith leaders and other folks are going to be here. They now at least are coming with full disclosure that the reason they are coming is to try and urge Senator Heidi Heitkamp to change her vote on expanded background checks and more gun control. So,
not much surprise on the part. Then, is it normal or nuts that the federal government stepping in to tell a California school district that a transgender teen, and I assume is a woman or girl, may use the boys' locker room?
Oh, what a indictment on our culture!
It just gets worse. And then the other big question that some of the potential topics, if that weren't enough, is the conservation groups in North Dakota want more money for the Outdoor Heritage Fund, despite they got $30 million from the North Dakota legislature last session. Is this normal or not? So it looks like you've got just all kinds of fodder for a very, very interesting show. Is Steve going to be with on the next segment for you and him to discuss it?
He will join us.
All right, that'll be great.
About that. Yep.
Yeah, and I really am intrigued by the Pope.
Yeah, was that cool? That's another neat story that I might spend some time on today. The Pope, in his first address to the students gathered, the youth of the world for World Youth Day in Brazil, is really calling on youth of, kind of be disruptors in their diocese, to...
Okay, we're going to have to close. We're coming to the end of this segment. We'll talk about the Pope and a little bit more, getting ready on the preview for the day's events on What's on Your Mind and the Common Sense Club later on. Be back soon.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, I came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well site geology and mud logging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mud logging, a well site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at BakkenBeacon.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's on your mind? This is Mark, the Freedom Poet. I'm very honored to have the featured stars of that program, Scott Hannon and Steve Bakken. How are you guys doing?
Oh, you make me blush, Mark.
I just thoroughly enjoy, I'm prepping my show. I thoroughly enjoy listening to the banter of you guys. You got a wonderful program and a very good, wonderful chemistry between you, and sometimes it's got some feistiness and generally undercurrents of humor, but always entertaining, guys.
It's not our program. It's listeners' program. That's why we call it What's on Your Mind. We want to know what's on North Dakota's mind, South Dakota's mind, east or western Minnesota, eastern Montana, our friends to the north, whatever, whoever is impacted by the region we live in. That's what we're trying to focus on.
And here's a story that I'm curious of how our audience is going to react, what will be on their mind after they hear about this. The U.S. government has demanded that the major Internet companies divulge users' stored passwords, according to two industry sources familiar with these orders, which represent an escalation in surveillance techniques that has not previously been disclosed. If the government is able to determine a person's password, which is typically stored in encrypted form, the credential could be used to log into an account, to peruse confidential correspondence, or even impersonate the user. Obtaining it also would aid in deciphering encrypted devices in situations where passwords are reused. I've certainly seen them ask for passwords, said one industry source who spoke on condition of anonymity. We pushed back. A second person who's worked at a large Silicon Valley company confirmed that it received large requests from the federal government for stored passwords. Companies really heavily scrutinize these requests, the person said. There's a lot of over my dead body. Some of the government orders demand not only a user's password, but also the encryption algorithm and the so-called SALT, according to a person familiar with the request. SALT is a random string of letters or numbers used to make it more difficult to reverse the encryption process and determine the original password. What I can't find out here is, in other words, is this passwords of people they've already detected engaging in suspect behavior? Or is this like the phone records? Hey, we're storing them, so if we ever find some suspicious behavior, we'll come back to them. Because remember, in fact, there was a debate about this. We talked about it with Kevin Cramer on Wednesday. He, in fact, voted in favor of it. There was a piece of legislation this week that would have ended that surveillance of gathering all the telephone records. But proponents of the program say, okay, here's the deal. If Steve calls Scott, and Scott calls Mark, that information is stored in a box in a computer, okay? Basically with these pieces of information. Who called who, what time of day, what date, and how long was the call? Those bits of information. That information is only called up and used by the government if there is some other reason to believe that there is, say they roll up a terrorist in Iraq, and Steve's cell phone number is on his cell phone. Well, that would then pull that thread of Steve and now call for that information to be pulled out of that box and say, okay, this terrorist called Steve. Who else has Steve called and try and connect the dots, if you will, right? That's the argument in favor.
You know, that smells of the whole TSA thing. I mean, it seems like, and I know multiple people, it seems like everybody has gotten on the TSA no-fly list or has been a suspect because they get flagged. 90-year-old grandmothers, infants in strollers that are on that list, that name pops up. You know, once you get on these lists, you can't get off them. That's the other side of this.
Wow. That's grim.
Well, and again, I want
to know.
We don't know enough about, when these passwords are requested to be able to say, "Hey, wait a minute, what are you doing with it?" But it's another page of this ongoing saga that has folks very concerned about Big Brother for sure. So we'll see if folks think that's normal or not today. Pope Francis is over in Brazil, his home country, Latin America. His home turf, he's actually from Argentina, but he is the first Latin American pope, and this is his first visit back to Latin America, and it's World Youth Day. So he urged young Catholics to shake up the church and make a mess in their diocese by going out into the streets to spread the faith. And he's been dubbed the slum pope because of his work with the poor. He actually went to a shanty town, part of a slum area in northern Rio, so violent it's known as the Gaza Strip, and waded into cheering crowds, kissing young people and old, telling them the Catholic Church is on their side, saying no one can remain insensitive to the inequalities that persist in the world. no amount of peace building will be able to last, nor will harmony and happiness be attained in a society that ignores, pushes to the margins, or excludes a part of itself. Message aimed at reversing the decline in the numbers of Catholics in most of Latin America. So this pope sort of defying his security detail and also calling for youngsters to shake up their own diocese, is this normal or is this not? What'd you say, fellow?
He also took on the drug cartels. He called them merchants of death. And, you know, this guy's got some serious guts.
It's going to be rather interesting. We'll see what happens. All it's going to take is a couple of kids that are in a neighborhood they don't belong that killed by gang violence or a drug cartel or whoever, and I think there's going to be some repercussions. The press, the media, they're probably going to point fingers and go, what were you doing? What were you thinking? Putting people
you're
in harm's way
first,
like that.
You're saying the first group of youngsters that take his words literally and get into some danger, the pushback's going to come on him.
I know about how ministry teams work in kind of like New Orleans, in kind of hyper environments like Mardi Gras. They're never out of each other's sight. They have hats together. They go in big teams. They're always paired two by two, and they've got a lot of support. They work in big groups, and like I say, they'll have a colorful shirt or hats or some kind of identifying stuff. So they're not going to go in there cold and stupid. They're going to go in there, organized and in numbers if they go to places like that.
I tell you what, the premise of what he's saying to me makes a lot of sense. I don't think it's nuts at all. He went on to say that, what is it to expect as a consequence of World Youth Day? I want a mess. We knew that in Rio there would be great disorder, but I want trouble in the diocese. I want to see the church get closer to the people. I want to get rid of clericalism, the mundane, the closing ourselves off within ourselves in our parishes, schools, or structures, because these need to get out. So he's just saying, be a little more active in your faith and take it to the streets outside the four walls of the church.
I think that's a great method, or a great message. I'm a little leery of the actual implementation in some of the areas that he's proposing to implement that.
Also,
Normal or Nuts, we've got coming up Normal or Nuts today. It is Friday, open phones starting at 9:06. And Scott, are you normal or nuts today?
I'm flat out nuts. Friday with temperatures cooling off here has made me a little nuts here. I want summer.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stages. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Good morning. Welcome to What's on Your Mind Preview as we kick off 6 hours of broadcasting here on several stations. Starting with AM 1100 The Flag and 1090 Tioga. This is Mark the Freedom Poet. Happy to have you here. Are you still with me, Scott, over in Bismarck or somewhere?
I am. Just about to roll into Bismarck and be doing the show today from the studios of KFYR.
Yes. Sure. So KFYR, would you go down the call letters of all the stations that will be joining you at 9 o'clock, you and Steve?
Yeah, so each day we have five stations that make up the What's on Your Mind network, and KFYR 550, of course, the flagship out of Bismarck with that big booming signal to all of the northern plains and five states, a couple Canadian provinces, KCJP and Minot, 9:10 a.m. In the oil patch, we got things well covered with our own AM 1090, KTGO, the flag, and the Bakken, only talk radio in the Bakken, all of Rush Limbaugh and Mark the Freedom Poet on the Common Sense Club, and great programming each and every week. They got Jason Lewis, got Steve Dace, so it's good stuff. And then also in the Southern Bakken, we have KLTC 1460 and Dickinson, and of course covering Eastern North Dakota and Western Minnesota, our 50-kilowatt patriotic blowtorch, AM 1100 The Flag. So those are the five signals that come together for the What's on Your Mind network each and every weekday between 9 and 11.
You just about can't escape the signal anywhere in North Dakota, deep into Minnesota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, Canada. It kind of reaches, doesn't it?
Exactly right. A lot of Twins fans in that span, which is why Mark is here each weekday as our ace sports reporter to take a look through the headlines. Red Hawks probably were the exciting
Yeah, that's got to be. I got to lead off the sports with what happened to the Red Sox. I mean, the Red Hawks and the way they did it. You know, they've been around for 18 years, and they've been moving ever closer to their 1,000th franchise victory. They tried and failed after a four-game winning streak. They lost yesterday. I mean, not yesterday, the day before, but yesterday they had a tie game, and in comes Soznoski, comes marching in, and the last inning, and pops a two-run, walk-off home run over the wall to give the Red Hawks their 1,000th franchise victory and beat the Saints 5-3. This is very cool. Sold-out crowd. I think the people of Fargo, Moorhead, and the whole area around here knew something special was in the offing, and it was 45,009 fans. Pretty cool.
Yeah, not quite 45,000, 4,500, right?
4,500. I have a problem with decimals this morning because it's so cold. but you know what?
That would have been history if we had 45,000 in Newman Outdoor Field.
Yes, it would have been. Yes, I'm sorry to minimize their great achievement. Doug Simonek has been the manager the whole time, you know, and he says, cool? I guess I'm old.
That sounds like Simi. He's a classic. He's a legend. And, you know, What a neat way to win that game, too. For folks on the West that aren't familiar, the FM Redhawks are a great part of summertime in the Red River Valley. Folks come from all over and watch the Redhawks, and it's really fun baseball. And yesterday, as Mark mentioned, the 1,000-win. What I thought was neat is to win it on a homer. That's kind of cool.
Walk-off homer. How cool. You know, they have a 100-game season. These guys are pros. A lot of them are either going to or coming from the pros. These are the boys of summer. They're not playing for much money. Often they're housed in various homes with the people in the towns where they live. And yet, with 35 games left in the season of the 100, Fargo-Moorhead is now 6.5 games above second-place St. Paul Saints. So they are really playing some baseball this year. And it's very inexpensive. Even the most expensive tickets are only $11 right behind home base. And hot dogs are $1.50. I think you can get in general admission for $5 someday. And it's just an amazing family fun place.
Glad it was sold out yesterday for the afternoon game. That's kind of fun.
Yeah,
all right.
For sure.
How about your Twinkies?
Well, I did stay up. You know what? They put me out of my misery earlier. They're out in Seattle. They won a series with L.A., and now they're in Seattle, and Correa went nuts in the third. I think he gave up like 6 hits in a row, and this game was over early. And the only saving grace was we were on the verge, the cusp of our second shutout until the ninth inning, and scored a couple of runs in the ninth to go down 8-2 in flames. So, but now we got 3 more games with Seattle. You know, we really miss Joe Mauer's bat as he's home cuddling his 2 little baby girls, the twins. Isn't that something? Joe Mauer, the face of the Twins, has twins. That's pretty cool.
How long they give Joe to hang out with the twins, by the way?
I don't know. It seems like it's enough already. You know, we need to get some. So here we had one shutout, and now yesterday we were shut out for 8 innings. So right there, 17 innings without a score. And he's the only 300 batter on our team other than a couple of guys with, you know, just a few at-bats like Chris Herman. But for the most part, he is it. Of the long-term season regular, he's the only one batting over 300, and we really need him. So I hope he can come back soon.
I wonder if they'll ship him back out west or just wait till they get home, because they're back home after Seattle here, right?
Right. That's probably what will happen. Another really neat story for golf fans, and you know, how can you not get intrigued by golf with Lefty and the drama with you know, with Tiger and the whole thing? It's just an amazing sport. Well, Fargo's Tom Hogue has got a real shot at being in the top 25 on the junior circuit, and he wants to get a card, a PGA card. He's got to be in the top 25. Right now he's already earned on the web.com money leaders board. He's earned $82,000. If he can pop up to about $150,000, feels like that is the dividing line between the top 25 money winners, will then get a PGA card. How cool is that? Fargo resident Tom Hogue. And best of luck to you. He's 28th in average birdies, 31st in putts per round, 34th in driving distance. And so he's, you know, he's close. He's in the top 40.
That's kind of cool. Did you see the story about Phil Mickelson and how much he's going to have to pay in taxes?
Unbelievable. 61%. First of all, the Crown takes a chunk. You know, he won both the Scottish Open and the British Open. Total earnings was $2.2 million. So he's going to, in all, 61%, but the travesty is 13% is utterly avoidable. That's the taste from California, taxing Phil Mickelson over $250,000 on 2 tournament victories. I don't think I've ever lived in a house worth $250,000, you know? He should move to South Dakota.
I love the fact. I wish he would. I really wish he would. I mean, and he did complain about California's 60% tax rate. Remember that? And got a lot of guff about it.
Oh, yeah.
But spoke out about it, which told me, hey, the guy's a conservative. Good for him. You know, he's been vocal about this. I'd love for him to say, you know what, I'm out of here. We need some more of that. That would shake things up. He also, by the way, is subjected to the UK's 45% tax rate for those who make more than $150,000 a year, and is taxed on a portion of the endorsement income he earned during his time in Scotland. Can you believe that?
And that was huge. Now, you know, folks, part of the reason is they have socialized medicine there. That's why they have to go taxing, and that's why there's very few big professional athletes that live in England anymore. And, again, the tax reason is probably why Tiger has moved to Florida, having grown up. So, folks, at some point, the government, in their largesse, their generosity of buying other people's votes with your money and guaranteeing security cradle to the grave, are destroying incentives in big numbers. This is just another example of how that happens. You got a lot of interesting dynamic stuff going on your show today, Scott. A lot on are you nuts or are you normal conversation.
the way you asked that, are you nuts or are you normal, I thought maybe you're leaning towards the nuts side.
Well, I have to say, I really admire the Pope's audacity and courage and faith. And, you know, he said another thing that really goes to the quick. He went into the poorest of the poor neighborhoods. That was what Mother Teresa did. She would go into, you know, Calcutta, to the poorest of the poor. And he said he really lashed out against materialism. These kids need the newest electronics, the newest this, the coolest clothes, the coolest stuff, the material stuff that literally gets moth-eaten, worn, fades, corrupts, corrodes. And he said, share the disparities in the world, the extreme and crushing poverty in these tough and violent neighborhoods can be literally changed by genuine generosity pouring out of believers that share with those that aren't as blessed as they.
You know, there was a time when I would hear the term materialism and think that it meant, okay, that's the takers wanting to, redistribute wealth from the makers. But I don't know if it's my 48 years seasoned years on this earth or what, but I think it's hard not to look at people who worship things, right? I mean, in other words, I don't think there's anything wrong with folks having success and deciding that I'm going to have a nice car or lake home or you know, whatever. Marie and I have been blessed to be, have some things that, are consider ourselves fortunate for. I think the worry, and when the Pope says materialism, I think what he means is to be consumed by it, right? I mean, to be
upset. You're right. That money becomes your God and generosity is lost. You know, there's a practical application too, and that's why I say we need to bring all kinds of charity back home to the states where they're supposed to be anyway, according to our Constitution, like food stamps. We need to inculcate thankfulness in people that are helped, not entitlement. People need to stand up for their own lives and fight for what they need and work hard for what they get. And if they fall on hard times and are disabled or somehow disadvantaged, yes, generosity. But generosity with a time limit, generosity that's a hand up, not literally chains to tie you to a dependency. And generosity can overcome a lot of problems. Got one more segment left on this preview show. Scott Hannon will be right back with a wrap-up and a look ahead at what's on your mind. We got 5 more hours of broadcasting entertainment for you and hopefully news and hopefully some thought-provoking in a minute.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality, well-signed geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach HR crews to evaluate the data at the well site. And that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work. And we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Welcome back to the preview What's on Your Mind program. Mark the Freedom Poet here. We got a cool start to the day. It was cloudy, overcast, Fargo 56, Tioga 50, Bismarck 55, Grand Forks 55, 50 in Wahpeton and Williston, Jamestown 55, Minot 52, Dickinson 54. Should be sunny later on today in Fargo and mostly clear tonight. You get down to 45 sunny tomorrow, high of 70, and Sunday getting up to 74 in the Tioga area. Mostly sunny, high 67 to 72 over the next couple of days. Anyway, Scott, what's going to be going down on your program? What's on your mind? It sounds like you got a lot of topics.
Well, did I hear 50s? Right, it's 50 now, and we had overnight lows in the 40s. I'm still a little stunned by the weather, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, so...
you know what I mean? Come on, what's going on? It's July, Mark.
It is. Are some of these animals unhappy? You know, we have a lot of animals that are kind of like snowbirds. They like to go south, and then they come up here, and you think they start to shake and quiver, and they got to be scratching their head, or don't they care?
Now I'm starting to think you're nuts.
Well, I think I am. Probably one of the big big features have been this north wind. That's the profound difference in the last couple of days. The wind turned north.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, so you got the cooler temps and you got that north breeze, and it's messing things up. Good. So it's important.
Yeah, the forecast for Fargo today is it should get up to 70 with north winds from 16 to 18 miles an hour and gusts as high as 26. So that's going to be some spasms of coolness. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 45. Isn't that something? North wind, 11 to 16.
I will give you another little run-through on what we're going to do and what's on your mind. Steve will be at the State Fair today. We have a State Fair manager on. We're also going to talk to a guy that does a wonderful impression of Teddy Roosevelt out of the Medora musical. And he actually is participating in a fundraiser, a benefit that we want to tell you about. So he's going to join us for a couple of minutes. Most of the show, however, is going to be just letting us know what's on your mind and a couple of normal and nuts topics, which we usually do on Fridays. How about you? It's Founders Friday on the Common Sense Club, so give us a little rundown on what you're going to do on the Common Sense Club today.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of guests talking. We have one expert that's going to be talking about Detroit. The mess that's going on there, a financial expert, and comparing what's going on in Detroit and the collapse of the bond market there, the municipal bond, and what does that mean for other cities? There's a lot of cities in this country that are in trouble, but the bigger picture is, what does this mean for America? You know, we're going deep into deficits there. We're going to look at that and also taking a deeper look at the whole jihad thing. We've got an expert on Islam is going to be with us as well. And on Founders Friday, have going to be talking about George Washington. He's pretty cool. About the pause that saved the revolution. George Washington paused in a very, very dynamic and powerful meeting. It was almost an insurrection of the officers after they had fought and fought and fought for all those years. And George Washington literally brought them back to humility and to thankfulness and appreciation to him. And we have Bridget Gabriel is the one that wrote the book, They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It. So she's going to be on. Then we have Larry Ward. He's the president of political media, talking about unlocking the truth of Benghazi. And this is something that I really want to go deep in. So we've got just a jam-packed show.
Brigitte Gabriel is coming to one of our favorite towns very soon, isn't she?
Which favorite town is that? In Fargo?
No. You and I have been at a tea party there together.
July 29th, she's going to be speaking. I don't know. You got me. You stumped me.
Bowerville.
She's coming to Bowerville. That's just a cool place out in the middle of the country. Hundreds of people show up. It's where a former cornfield or something is close to Bowerville. And so Bridget Gabriel, very dynamic. I've seen her on Fox, I think. They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam. So she's going to be talking. That speaking engagement Scott refers to is on July 29th in Bowerville. So, wow, that's cool. We added another little segment yesterday, just a minute long. One of the most amazing sports figures is Tony Dungy. We have a minute of his wisdom every day, so that's pretty cool, too.
All right, so I wanted to give you a chance to get plugged there, to talk a little bit about the Common Sense Club. I have arrived at the studios of Cape Fire in Bismarck, so I'll be doing the show with Steve from there. Steve's at the State Fair today, so he's in Minot. I'm in Bismarck, but most importantly, we'll be taking calls from all across the Northern Plains on the news of the day. We are going to talk about your tax dollars being used for public relations on Obamacare, and that'll happen in North Dakota. Now, I'd love to see North Dakota elected leaders jump up and down and say, "This is insane. This is nuts. Stop this. We don't want this. You know, I don't want this to be well. If we don't take it, somebody else will. You know. And by the way, we'd probably benefit. There'd be marketing dollars in this on the radio side. It's not appropriate. Tax dollars shouldn't be used for this propaganda." And of the $1 billion, nearly $1 billion nationwide, about $1 million of it will be spent right here in North Dakota. So we're going to talk about that and a couple of other issues. and ask the question we ask every Friday. Is that normal, or is that not?
Folks, stay tuned for What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hennen. Have a great day.
Right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
With our recent rains, some root rot damage is surfacing in our soybean fields. Symptoms often begin as yellow or unhealthy-looking plants. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field, which often corresponds to low areas where water may have pooled. There are multiple pathogens that cause root rots, and more than one pathogen may be active simultaneously. Although root rots are unmanageable this year, there are management tools available for future growing seasons. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment may be a good investment. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.